A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Beis, Erevin 72A, pagination page 143, the Mishnah at the beginning of a line towards the middle of the page. Chamisha Chabura Sheshavsu B'Traklin. Five groups are taking up residence for Shabbos in a mansion. Betraklin echod, in one mansion. So each of these groups are readily understood to be unified in and of themselves because they're eating from the same food. It's a family, it's friends, they're all together. That's not the problem. The problem is, what is the interrelation between the five separate groups? Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Iruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. Each one of these groups has to independently do an Eruv. U'v'shilul omrim Eruv echad l'kulam. And Be'shilul say that there's one Eruv on behalf of all of them. Now the question, of course, is what is going to unify them or keep them distant? And the Mishnah concludes, Umodim, and they both agree, Bizman Shamiktsasam Shiruyim Bachadarim, if they are in their own individual rooms, Oba Alios, or in attics, separate rooms, Shem Tsrichim Eruv Lachol Chabura Vachabura, then each one is defined as a separate entity, a separate place of residence. Now,
they are in the same mansion as
they're in the same mansion, and we're watching the delicate footwork of this Mishnah that somehow there's a difference between a general machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and a final statement in the Mishnah that if they're in separate rooms, then they certainly are considered separate. Separate in that they have to do Erev to each other, and separate that if they want to join the communal Eruv, each one of them has their own need to connect. They're considered separate locations of residence. So what exactly is going on here is a detailed machlokas on the bottom of this Amud. I want to skip directly to the approach that's accepted. So we're on Amud Beis, the second word. Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaSabor, Rabbi Yehuda, the logical one, the one of Svara, very, very sharp. He's the one who said the following statement. Lo nechluku Beishamai uVeishilel, Beishamai and Beishilel do not argue, al mechitzas hamagios l'tikra, if the walls reach the ceiling. Shetzrichim Eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura, that each one has to do an Eruv, they're considered separate locations of dwelling. Amma nechluku, what was the first part of the Mishnah arguing between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when they're all residing inside this mansion? Amachitza she'en magios l'tikra, because the walls that they created between these groups do not reach the ceiling. Beis Shammai Yomrim Eruv L'chol Chabura V'Chabura. Beis Shammai says they're already considered independent because these walls are more than 10 tfachim, so that even though they don't reach the ceiling, but they already divide the groups into separate residences. Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel say, hey, if it doesn't reach the top, Eruv Echad L'Kulam, there's still one big room, it's a big ballroom, and you put up partitions, I guess, for some level of tznius, but it's not really dividing the people. So this is the statement of Rabbi Yehuda HaSabor. Let's go back to our Mishnah and understand what happened over here. You had five groups that are in the mansion. Beis Shammai say, everyone is independent. We're talking that they have walls that don't reach the ceiling, but they are walls. Beis Shammai say they're already independent of each other. Beis Hillel say if they don't reach the ceiling, then they are still able to be considered one collective dwelling. It's one big ballroom. But if they were in separate rooms, meaning the walls reach the ceiling, that's the end of the Mishnah. If they're in separate rooms, meaning walls reach the ceiling, then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both in agreement that they're considered separate. Now, what's considered reaching the ceiling? How high does it have to go? So in Halacha it says, as long as it's lavud to the ceiling. So if you're within three tefachim of the ceiling, that's already considered a wall that's effective for this purpose to separate them. Someone asked me, what about a drop ceiling? And a drop ceiling is where the real ceiling of the house is 4 feet higher. But they have a ceiling that they put in place of softer material to look nice, little panels, and this partition reaches the drop ceiling but doesn't reach the upper ceiling. Mm-hmm. And of course the answer is, it's a partition, because in Halacha we don't care where your real wall is and where your other wall is. A wall is a wall. A ceiling is a ceiling. We don't differentiate between the drop ceiling and the real wood ceiling. That's considered reaching, and that's considered a full-fledged partition. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that even though, at first glance, five groups in a mansion, what relevance does it have to us? Mishnah Berurah points out you have a very simple application. If you do have real partitions, let's say an apartment building, and they're relying on the city Eruv, they're assuming that the Eruv is up and the Eruv Chatzeres of the city is in place, and then the Eruv goes down. The Eruv of the city is not valid for that Shabbos. So each of them, being that they're working with full-fledged partitions, are considered separate dwellings, and they're going to have to do an Eruv to join them. And that's why in an apartment building, very often, they will purposely do an Eruv Chatzeres of their own. Even if there's a city Eruv, you don't make a bracha, because the city Eruv is in place. But like this, you have an additional Eruv as a backup. You shouldn't get stuck not being able to carry into the hallway. What about a person who's in your house as a guest? So he has real full-fledged partitions. He's got a guest room. And it's his. Maybe. Is it his? Is it not his? So the easiest solution, as we've mentioned in the past, is that if he's your guest, then by definition you're all joined in the communal kitchen. And therefore there's no need for a special Erev Chatzeros. Okay, have a great day.